In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A young man showed up one day at a Franciscan monastery offering to work in their hospital in exchange for being treated for a wound on his leg that just wouldn't heal. Humanly speaking, this man was not a likely candidate for priesthood, for sainthood, excuse me. But God sees so much more in us than we see in ourselves. Camillus is his name. Camillus was the only surviving son of a drinking and gambling army officer who was rarely at home. Unfortunately for Camillus's very dear mother, her son was not an easy child to raise. He was lazy. He detested school, which he frequently skipped, and he had a fiery temper. His mother, the only good influence in his life, died when he was only 13. So Camillus teamed up as a soldier with his father and then became addicted to gambling. Because of his addiction to gambling, he was constantly losing everything, including literally the clothes off his back. Camillus was shaken to his core one day when suddenly his father died. His gambling addiction had left him with nothing. He then had a religious conversion, and he decided to mend his ways and to become a Franciscan friar. But the Franciscans told him no, mainly because of the wound on his leg that, by the way, still wouldn't heal. And so he began to drift. He ran into an old buddy he used to gamble with, and guess what? He started gambling again. He thought the church was rejecting him, but instead, God had other, much better plans for him. Think about that, by the way, the next time your plans don't work out the way you thought they should. So Camillus made his way to Rome, and it is here where he offered to work, helping the sick in exchange for treatment for his wound. And at first, everything seemed to go so well. He worked hard, but unfortunately for Camillus, he ended up with some spare time. He got himself a pack of cards, and he taught his fellow workers and the patients how to gamble, just to pass the time, and he fell again. Back on the street, his leg still unhealed, without a coin in his pocket. Camillus's effort to mend his ways seemed to come to nothing. But he kept at it, and he kept at it, and eventually, only by the grace of God, he was able to overcome his addiction. Camillus recruited a group of priests and laymen who went about caring for the sick and dying on the streets, kind of like Mother Teresa did. By the time of his death, he had founded more than 30 hospitals and a religious order. They wore black cassocks with a big red cross on it. It's actually the origins, the real, more older origins of the Red Cross. Today, there are over 1,000 Camillians, as they call themselves, serving in 35 countries. And Saint Camillus is the patron saint of the sick and of nurses. Being called by God is not easy. It's not some instant thing. Take Jonah from our first reading. The passage that we hear from is actually chapter 3, when God calls Jonah for the second time to go preach repentance to the great city of Nineveh. The first time he did this, you can read all about it in the opening lines of chapter 1. When Jonah first heard the call, he got up right away, and he went in the opposite direction as fast as he could, boarding a ship to the furthest place on earth he could think of, the city of Tarshish, which is probably somewhere around the Straits of Gibraltar. That was the end of the world back then. This is where, of course, the whale comes in, and then spits him out where he started. The disciples called by Jesus in the gospel today, do respond right away. Seems great. They say yes, they leave everything. They abandon their nets and follow Jesus. Good for them. But we all know the rest of their story. When the chips were down, when Jesus is being arrested, where are they? Peter, our first pope, denies he ever knew who he was. That is papal scandal, by the way, to deny you know who Jesus is. In the Garden of Gethsemane, they all fled. One guy, St. Mark tells us, is in such a hurry to get away, he runs away naked rather than be associated with Jesus. After the resurrection and after the day of Pentecost, they finally did get their ducks in a row and go out and fulfill their mission, careering around the world with this amazing news, which is why you and I are here today, even to their deaths. Some saints had been huge sinners. Some saints had previously denied Jesus. Some saints didn't answer right away. Some, like Camillus, struggled with addiction. And these are the people that God calls. The reason you're here, the reason I'm here, is because like those first disciples in the gospel, and like every saint since then, we are being called now. Jesus is calling you now because the time is now. It's not easy. You might hesitate. The call is, after all, a call not to proclaim yourself and your own agenda, your personal thoughts and opinions about who Jesus is. The call is to proclaim Jesus Christ and all of the difficult truth of who he really is, taught by the church that he himself founded, and often to be rejected as he was. You might be discouraged by your weaknesses. You might have your own addictions. You might keep falling into sin again and again like Camillus. You might be tempted to give up. But Jesus calls you anyway, and he calls you still. It is precisely ordinary people like you and me that he came to call. Ordinary people full of faults, full of doubts, full of addictions and sins. Because we need to be saved. We can be transformed by his grace. Remember, Jesus himself said, quote, "Those who are well do not need a doctor, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And you don't have to be perfect to take the first step. Jesus continues to call. Come, follow me. He calls to you today. Your sins are forgiven, he says again and again to the repentant through confession. Some of us, he calls to leave behind our nets, leave our boats, and even our families to serve him in the church as priests, consecrated religious, and as missionaries. Others, he calls to his irreplaceable ministry of being an ambassador in the midst of seemingly ordinary family life and work life, the married and the single, redeeming the world from within. All of it begins with a response from you and me, yes, to his first words, repent and believe in the gospel. Dear St. Camillus de Lellis, the gambling soldier who became patron saint of the sick and of nurses, the unexpected saint who persevered through his sins to grow in holiness, St. Camillus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand. I believe in one God. Father, the Almighty.